So far, I've covered the various things you can do on the internet, such as sending email, visiting web pages, and downloading files from FTP sites. But how do you actually access the internet so you can do all this great stuff? Assuming you already have a computer, a modem, and a telephone line, you basically need two more things to hook into the internet: an account with a company that sells access time to the internet, and some software that lets you view and work with the information on the net. Let's look at how you buy access time. If you subscribe to an online service, such as America Online, the online service can act as your provider and give you access to the internet. Or you can buy access time directly from an internet service provider, also known as an ISP. There are quite a few national providers and over 2,000 regional providers selling access time to the internet. When you sign up with an internet service provider, you pay a certain amount of money every month to access the internet for a certain number of hours. All these certain amounts and certain numbers vary among service providers. After you sign up, you access the provider's computer using the telephone number they give you. From there, the provider links you to the internet and you're on your way. Well, I take that back. You're almost on your way. Your internet service provider gets you the physical connection to the internet, but you also need that software I was talking about. In order to view web pages, access FTP sites, and send email, you need special software designed to do that stuff. Software programs that let you view web pages are called browsers. Software packages that let you send and receive email are called, well, they're just called mail programs. There's also special software for accessing FTP sites and for viewing Gopher sites. Look this over, then click to continue. Microsoft's Internet Explorer is a state-of-the-art web browser that also lets you access FTP and Gopher sites. And its complementary mail and news programs called Internet Mail and News allow you to send and receive email and work with Usenet news groups. We're going to spend the remaining lessons in this course using Internet Explorer, Mail, and News to surf the net. Look this over, then click to continue. By the way, if you're accessing the internet through your company's network, your setup is a little different. Your company might have its own direct link to the internet, or it might have an arrangement with a provider for a constant access link to the internet. Under this arrangement, you don't need your own provider. If your computer is hooked into your company's network, you use their setup to access the internet. Click the mouse when you're ready to continue.